With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. British writer John Gardner was originally hired by the literary estate of the late Ian Fleming to write three James Bond novels, but the books were so successful, Gardner was signed to write three more. Roll of Honor is the fourth in the series, which began with License Renewed. Before the Bond books, Gardner already had an established reputation as the author of popular espionage novels, the first of which was a spy spoof called The Liquidators in 1964.
Which led, as I say, to overnight success. You know, you worked for about 10 years at something and you're immediately an overnight success.
Gardner's improbable hero, Boise Oakes, made his first appearance in The Liquidators.
Well, he was a coward, he was shiftless and lazy and a bit of an idiot and was only interested in money, women and the good life. And mistakenly, someone in the intelligence world thinks that he's a born assassin.
Gardner now considers the Boise Oakes spy stories as rubbish.
Ian Fleming died the day before the first of those books, The Liquidator, was published. And one newspaper the next day had a headline above a review of The Liquidator saying, "Is the mantle of Ian Fleming going to fall on this man?" And the answer was no.
The real answer was, of course, yes, when some 16 years later, Glidrose, which holds the James Bond copyright, tapped Gardner to carry on for the late Ian Fleming.
We were all taking a risk. They were taking a great risk. I was taking a risk because it could have backfired on my own work.
Gardner admits it's tough taking on someone else's creation.
You feel the ghost of Ian Fleming breathing over your shoulder.
John Gardner, who carries on the stories of 007, and chances are Ian Fleming, wherever he is, would approve. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Alcoholism almost destroyed the life of British writer John Gardner. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Gardner writes the James Bond books, carrying on in the tradition of Ian Fleming, 007's creator. Gardner was born in 1926 in an English mining community. As a student, he says he was lazy.
I'm more or less self-taught. I refused to be taught by teachers at school.
Gardner was an officer in the Royal Marines during World War II and was accepted at Cambridge, which overlooked the fact that he didn't have a high school diploma. Gardner was ordained as an Anglican priest, like his father.
A little voice in my head said, "Wrong." I suddenly realized I'd got myself into a situation that I should never have got into.
Gardner left the church to do newspaper work and began to drink heavily. In fact, his first book, Spin the Bottle, never published in the United States, was about his alcoholism.
I didn't know it, but I was 6 months from death. I was on 2 bottles of gin a day. I knew something was wrong, you know. But luckily found the right doctor, and I went into a clinic.
Gardner says he hasn't had a drink in more than a quarter of a century. Why did he drink?
You're born with it. At least you're born with the elements that make it up, and I think it's probably stress that brings it on. I think it was the stress of being in the wrong job that brought it on with me.
For a while, John Gardner lived in the tax haven for writers, that is Ireland, but now lives just 30 miles from his boyhood home in England. He snapped at the opportunity to write the James Bond books and has updated Agent 007.
I hope I've made him more of a man of the 80s, just as he was a man of the 50s and 60s. When Mr. Fleming first created him.
British writer John Gardner, author of Roll of Honor, the latest in a new series of James Bond novels. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.